Okay, I'm Malia.
I'm Bailey.
And we're here with Dominic, and you work at Triad Fitness.
Correct, yes.
And what would be your job here?
So my job here, my role is a personal trainer.
Okay.
So that's what my job is.
Okay. So what kind of education do you have?
As of right now?
Yes, or...
I'm a kinesiology major myself. Okay. I'm technically a junior. I took a little break from school, but besides college, I'm NCCPT certified.
Okay.
So that's what I did my certification through, and that goes over personal training as a whole, as well as like some anatomy and physiology aspects of that part. But that is, and of course, experience of just training myself and sports. I had a personal trainer myself in high school, so that's what kind of got me into it. But I would say, yeah, that's probably all my, like, education so far, but never stop learning.
Okay. What is, like, the end goal? Like, what?
For myself?
Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, my career?
Yeah. Or
I would love to be, like, kind of my own boss. I mean, I'm technically, like, my own boss.
Yeah.
Here, you know what I mean? I just have, like, a facility to run. But I would want a facility to run. So maybe like a small box gym, nothing crazy, like a 24-hour fitness or like LA Fitness, like big corporation style. But yeah, just ultimately to be able to open up a place of my own where I can really focus on having individual clients and like getting them to their goals as fast as they can.
So more so like specializing in like fitness and working out and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so what advice would you have for someone who's looking to be a personal trainer?
I would probably say look more at it around like the sales part of it.
Okay.
That kind of like caught me off guard because I came in and it's really easy for me to go out there and like show someone a workout, explain to them what they're doing. But at the end of the day, it is a business and like you really have to be able to present yourself and your product. So if someone's not going to like your product, then you're going to have no clients and stuff like that.
So
definitely communication and like marketing for yourself. There's no reason not to be able to market for yourself now with like Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. But definitely to be, I mean, if I could say pinpoint one thing, it would be to be a little bit more of a salesperson as well as a trainer.
So that's interesting. And would you say that when you're a personal trainer, is there like kind of like a standard of how you should look? Or do you think that clients would like trust you more if you actually are
fit? I second that right there.
Okay.
Like, I definitely do believe that you have to practice what you preach. Like, but yes, I believe that there should be like a standard, like to keep yourself healthy as well as, because you are giving people advice on like changing their lifestyle and like, if you can't follow that, then how would you expect someone else to follow what you're trying to teach? Yes, I do think that's
What part of your career do you enjoy the most?
Definitely helping people, like changing their lifestyle and just seeing like the smile on their face when like they accomplish something. So like either like a new like PR, but more importantly like their health benefits. When they come in and tell me like my cholesterol went down and like my readings are all normal and like I feel way healthier, just helping people like change that lifestyle is definitely like the best part of it for sure.
So with your job, do you give like nutritional advice as well, or is it more so just like how to do the exercises?
I definitely do nutritional advice, but since I'm not a dietitian, but I'm working on getting like all that stuff done, then yes, I only keep it to nutritional guidance because I want to stay within my boundaries.
So what is something that people might not know about being a personal trainer? Like something that is surprising or shocking?
Your schedule is crazy.
You are the third person who said that.
Your schedule is like, because you're basing it off around like other people's work schedules too. So you're kind of working when everyone else is not working, if that makes sense. But yeah, so like for example, myself, on Mondays and Wednesdays, I start my days here at 4 a.m. And then I work till about like 7, 7:30, just seeing clients back to back. And then I get off, I go to school, I make my food, I prep for myself, and then I just go about my day. And then I get busier throughout the day when it's like around 5. Like for example, today I have my boot camp class at 5. Okay. So from tonight I'll be working from 5 to like 8:30 or 9. So I have like two chunks of a work schedule and then one midday kind of get my stuff done, running errands and stuff like that. That's usually how it is.
Okay, so pretty packed.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Keeps you busy.
Definitely.
What is something, maybe like a obstacle that you run into with clients? Like, would you say they like don't work as hard as they should? Do you ever run into that? Or maybe like
they're not motivated?
Yeah,
or
they'll go home and eat cake all day.
Yeah, so sometimes like the biggest I would say would be like just one of those days when people don't want to train, like you really have to go that extra mile to like motivate them and like kind of get them to come in here. And but sometimes it's inevitable that like they're gonna shoot you that text message like, hey, I really can't make it today. But, I mean, you don't really know, you know what I mean, what's BS and what's truth. But the biggest obstacle I would say was probably the motivation part, was like when it starts to get hard and like they're in the full swing of things and their body's starting to feel it, to push past that like mental barrier for them to like excel.
And that's where you come in with the whole motivation part.
Exactly.
And keeping them on top of things, I guess.
Yep.
Do you have anything?
I don't have anything else, do you?
Okay. I guess a little bit. So with like jobs, was this like the only place you applied to, or like did you apply other places?
So before this I worked at LA Fitness. That was my first job. That I worked there for about like 3 months? Three, 4 months. But then I applied here and this was kind of like my backyard.
Okay.
I grew up in Azusa, so it was a lot easier for me to kind of like talk to a bunch of people and stuff like that. But yeah, I worked at LA Fitness for a few months and then I started here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you a personal trainer at LA Fitness?
I was, yeah.
Okay.
I was.
So would you say there's a lot of opportunities for personal trainers to like get jobs and grow?
I think so, yeah, definitely. Because the fitness world is like something that's, or the fitness industry is something that's going to always be around. Because, I mean, it's especially, like, with obesity being, like, a very big problem in the United States and, like, health diseases, like, people do or are eventually going to want to seek out, like, help like that.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity in this field, yeah.
Okay.
But to be successful or not, I think that's
up to yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I think that concludes my questions.
All right.
Thank you so much for
being here.